front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
But wait a minute. They say that the world government doesn't exist as they announce it on the news. I mean, you go to a mental institution if you don't love big government. What about this new thing where if you don't like the medical system, they put you in a mental institution? If you don't like the wars, if you don't like torture, they're putting you in mental institutions. This has always gone on. They did it to Ernest Hemingway because he thought the FBI was harassing him. Turned out they were breaking in his house, tapping his phone, stuff like that. And then, oh, you're crazy. No one broke in your house. You're going to get electroshock therapy. It's therapy for us to brain damage you. I mean, how far will it go? Because obviously there's a revolution of ideas taking place, but the system is going hog wild crazy, Dr. Glidden.
Forewarned is forearmed, Alex, and knowledge is power, and you don't know what you don't know. And as God is my witness, when it comes to medical nutrition, healing is easy. I mean, it is easy. If you've got a chronic health condition, folks, and you think that you need, the only people that can help you are working in multi-million dollar high-tech medical facilities with white coats and stethoscopes, you're wrong. Healing is easy. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself. All you need to do to facilitate that is you need to stop eating food that's coming up the works, and you need to fill your body's nutritional tank up every day with the Healthy Start Pack.
I got to stop you. Folks, show my middle finger here. And I've had a lot of injuries. I had a rocket that didn't go off, fireworks, for about a minute. I went and picked it up, and it shot off. It blew a hole in my finger about a quarter inch deep, almost down to the bone. Everybody saw it on TV. People were freaking out. 2 weeks later, it was healed. It's still pink skin. It was healed. I mean, skin blasted off. Big black burn mark. And it is miraculous. I'm telling you, since I've been taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the other products, it healed. The hole healed faster than when I was a child with injuries like this. I mean, what happened there, Dr. Glidden?
Well, it's because your body had all the raw materials that it needed to fix itself. So guess what? It fixed itself. And this is our simple message, right? This is the fundamental thing that the MD isn't trained in and that they just don't get. Your body has the ability to fix itself. The only reason that you get sick in the first place is because your body's run out of the stuff it needs to keep the joints healthy, to keep the heart healthy, to keep the liver healthy. It's not genetic. Your chronic illness isn't genetic. It's not a voodoo curse, and it's not caused by aging. Your body has just run out of the stuff it needs. You know, there's things we need to do to survive on planet Earth. We got to purify water. We have to build houses and protect ourselves from the elements, right? Well, we need to eliminate our waste, right? Sewage treatment plants. Well, there's one more thing we need to do. We need to scour the planet, find the 90 essential nutrients, put them together in bioavailable, friendly recipes, and swallow them. When you provide your body with all of the raw materials that it needs every day, it is a game changer. If you had seen one-tenth of the things that I've seen people recover from, there would be a line outside of every Longevity Associates, you know, house in this country, because this is the best-kept secret in medicine. Your body wants to fix itself. It can fix itself. All it needs is the proper nutrition to do it. And the best place to start is the Healthy Start Pack, the Alex Pack.
Well, you're right, and I just want to thank you for coming back on. We got to get you back up for another time just to take calls. And I promise, because people requested it, we'll have Dr. Glidden back in the next month for an hour and a half, if he can do it, just to take your phone calls and your questions, because of all the guests we have on, people love hearing Dr. Glidden and Dr. Wallach. And thank you so much for spending time with us.
It's always a pleasure, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Pleasure having you. All right, perfect interview. Other than his audio being delayed, but that's fine. Hey, Skype, at least we've got video of him. I mean, can't complain too much about all this technology. Huge retransmission coming up with the lawyer for the Marine grab for his political speech, who is a listener. And I got Stuart Rhodes on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock. With Darren McBreen, myself, and more. Great job to the crew. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is already Friday, the 24th day of August, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm also going to be on Coast to Coast AM tonight for 2 hours with fill-in host of Saturday Host, fill-in for the great George Norrie, John B. Wells, covering a whole bunch of breaking news. So just putting a plug out at the start here on that front. So much to get into. I want to tell you about the guests that are coming on, the latest mass shootings, just a lot of really amazing, important news that we're going to get to here in just a moment. But I also just want to add that we are going to be breaking down some solutions as well later here on the broadcast with Dr. Peter Glidden, dealing with the medical mafia and how they can be exposed and derailed. We've got John Whitehead, the lawyer for our listener, the Marine, highly decorated, honorably discharged. Brandon Robb, who was released yesterday from a psychiatric facility for saying that 9/11 was an inside job and the Federal Reserve is private. And the psychiatrist came in and told him that was mental illness and that he was going to, quote, brainwash him and forcibly drug him, trying to make him get mad and throw a fit. That didn't work. They did that right before they knew the hearing was coming up. Just amazing inside info from the lawyer, the founder and head of the Rutherford Institute, who I interviewed on the nightly news last night. He'll have even more breaking news for us. And Mr. Robb will join us first next week, probably Monday, if he's had time to rest after the sleep deprivation and them trying to break him inside the enemy command base. And that's what these are. The Soviets used it. The Nazis used it. The Chi-Coms used it. The North Koreans. The special psychiatric wards and the federal grants they now have to go after veterans specifically. And Paul Watson's got a big article on that front up at Infowars.com. Veteran declared mentally defective, has gun seized. A national pattern is developing of veterans being targeted and having their firearms taken. No judge, no jury. If you show any political acumen or make any political statements, they come after you and come after you big time. In fact, Watson is just a very prolific writer and researcher, but and that's a great headline. I know he's listening, so I'll just operate as editor, override editor here on air. Let's put that headline back up for me. Thank you. Veteran declared mentally defective, has gun seized. News of similar cases emerges day after release of Brandon Robb. Yeah, I think that's a good headline. But my point is, it's definitely a national trend has emerged. They are targeting veterans for no reason, extrajudicially, for mild statements about, I think things are about to collapse. We better get ourselves in gear and get ready.
Hi, we're from the FBI. What does that mean exactly, get ready?
I don't know. You're digging in with weapons and 1.4 billion rounds of ammo and armored pillboxes and checkpoints everywhere and admitting you've got re-education camps. You know what we're getting ready for the criminal banks that run this country that you serve. If they told you put your baby in the microwave or a blender, you do it. That's who I'm talking about. I got a First Amendment. Get off my porch. That's what I'm talking about. We're in this shape because we haven't gotten angry and used our First Amendment. A First Amendment's a weapon. You better get that through your head and use it. Don't apologize for it. Get aggressive. Or this, and you FBI agents and all the rest of you following these stupid orders, you better start saying no. I've seen the ATF video that wasn't supposed to be released where the director's going, we're going to grind down on the people. You better watch it. You don't whistleblow outside this agency. Well, all they do is demote you or fire you if you whistleblow with that group of criminals. This is a narcotics trafficking, murdering mafia. They've been caught doing it. It's in federal court. The ATF is a criminal enterprise going back over 150 years before they were called the ATF. You know about the whiskey rebellions? You know about whiskey taxes? Folks would make their own moonshine and sell it, and the feds would want taxes off of it. That's what the ATF is. The ATF was murdering bounty hunters that would go around robbing families, not just people running stills, but they would go in and just take whatever they wanted at your farm. The ATF is a criminal organization, period. Period. Of course they were involved in Waco, Ruby Ridge. Of course they were running Oklahoma City. Of course they ran Fast and Furious. Of course they've been caught shipping in thousands of tons of drugs. On record, it comes out in the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. None of them get in trouble. You think it's fun to get up here and expose known murdering gang? A pack of criminals? It's got to be done, though, okay? Point is, we have John Whitehead joining us with new information coming up at the bottom of the hour. Richard Belzer, who got cut short with the Dave Mustaine exclusive last week where he wanted to get his statement out on air, he's going to be joining us. He got censored a few days ago on CNN. We're going to get into that with the Law & Order TV star, movie star. I mean, I can't even go over that. Last week also popped in was Christopher Walken. So who knows what surprises there'll be today. And then Dr. Peter Glidden. But it just exhausts me to see all of this going on. Dr. Peter Glidden has been so requested, so we're going to go more into the history. Boy, he knows his stuff of medical tyranny and how this is all planned. That's going to be riveting information. The truth will set us free. That is coming up. And we are also going to get into the economic news some. In fact, we're going to do that here in just a moment. Do that right now. Odds of global recession are 100%, says Mark Faber, who's a guest here on this broadcast. very well-respected economist, researcher. And the word is there's no way to reverse this now. The globalists engineered it, but there's no way to reverse now what they put in motion once it goes past a certain point. And that's why they're arming up the teeth against us. But if we try to dig in and get ready, well, we're bad. We're supposed to just live in New York or Chicago and have gangs feeding on us and thug police feeding on us and have that as the new model of America. You notice who runs America? The mafia out of Chicago and the mafia out of New York and the mafia out of D.C. and the model of hell that they've created is what they're exporting into every town and city. They come and train our police, and we now operate like they do. What a joke. And again, I'm not against folks in Chicago or people in New York. They're really nice people. But they have just been in a culture of corruption so long. I've actually studied the anthropology, the sociology of Chicago and New York. You know why those cities are so corrupt, right? Because they were giant second wave, well, New York first wave, but also second and third wave immigration sites. And you had millions of people that couldn't speak English who could be abused by old world crime syndicates. They were not the original Puritans that founded this country, who weren't perfect either, but would die trying or succeeding. I mean, they would either stand up against you if you tried to enslave them or die fighting against it. And had some of their own forms of tyranny. But the point is, those people wouldn't put up with anything. And that's what caused 1776 and the rest of it. But you got these second and third and fourth wave immigrants coming in with the organized crime behind them, feeding on them and just taking over. So this un-American system has grown up out of these cities. And these were great immigrants from Ireland and Germany and Italy and Romania and all these places. It's just that they came here, Greek, you name it, but with the crime behind them. And this is the system they run of patronage and mafia and control. And I don't like it. And it doesn't fly down here in Texas. I'll tell you that right now. One of the last vestiges of what this country was founded on. And we need to export our ideas against the tyrants, against the thugs and the criminals, and just say, hey, we'll take good old-fashioned private property, liberty, the family, freedom. Men are men, women are women. And we're not going to be bossed around by your political correctness. We're not going to be told what we better do. And you know what? You want to fight? You got one. How's that sound? You want to fight? You got one. Okay? We're not here to be run over, and we're not backing down, and whatever happens, happens. We're all in. How do you like that, scum? And we're going to call you out 100%. We're done. We're done, dirtbag criminals. We're done. We're not intimidated. We're not scared. And you know it. You know it. So you go ahead and start your fight so we have the moral authority. And when you bomb stuff and try to blame it on us, we're going to expose it to you. We're going to get you, and you know it. You're all going to jail like Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay. You bit off more than you can chew, and you can feel it all collapsing underneath you, can't you? Go ahead and buy another 1.4 billion bullets. Go ahead, blow up another federal building and blame it on us. It isn't going to fly. Go ahead and shut the internet off. Go ahead, pull it all. Bust a cap in the Patriot leadership. Well, that'll make us 1,000 times stronger. You are going down. I know it. And you just better hope all the churches, your only hope, is the devil's right hand, these 501c3 churches and synagogues of Satan. Your only hope is those 501c3s telling everybody submit to tyranny, submit to evil, and do whatever you're told. The only hope you've got is the devil's right hand. And the devil's right hand isn't a gun. The devil's right hand isn't a sword. The devil's right hand are these churches. I mean, I'll tell you, folks, I've been to a bunch of them. They're all 100% Ford Foundation, world government, do whatever you're told. You know, get ready for bad things and you do what you're told. That's what the Jesus did. No, that's not what the prophets and Christ and all of them did. They said no to the evil. They now preach in every major church that the Christians were wrong to be thrown to the lions and should have bowed down to the other gods. I mean, folks, these churches are... Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, we'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
We are back live, introduced there by Johnny Cash. Thank you, Johnny.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news.
Coming up, we got the head of the Rutherford Institute with the latest on what's sweeping the country. FBI and police showing up, arresting veterans, not even arresting them, saying come outside, grabbing them with an involuntary commitment, or not even getting the commitment, just tricking them to go to a psychiatric facility where then a high priest of evil, one of these government psychiatrists, says, you are mentally ill. And it's unbelievable what he was saying to Mr. Rob, we've now discovered. They were saying, so you think the Federal Reserve's private mental illness? So you don't like the New World Order? That doesn't exist. And the head psychiatrist told him, we're going to brainwash you and force medicate you. You belong to us. And the head of the Rutherford Institute agreed with me, his constitutional lawyer, eminent, said that, yeah, that was to terrorize him and make him freak out. That's what they do. They get you and go, you're in our dungeon now. Knowing that an average man's like, you piece of trash, I haven't done anything wrong. Oh, you're mentally ill. I've got you now. I like lobotomizing soldiers. That's my favorite. So, I get, this is my kingdom here in the mental institution. Let me tell you. The number one profession for the most committed nuts, real nuts, is psychiatrist. Most of them get into it because they're crazier than a you-know-what house rat, to use an old saying. Just amazing. And I mean, psychiatrists will tell you that most of them are complete lunatics on power trips. Dr. Steve Pachenik, Harvard-educated psychiatrist, will tell you that. They are nuttier than Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. And he's pretty darn nutty, isn't he? And this is the new system. They've got all in their DSRM psychological evaluation book now over 200 different disorders where you don't like authority or you don't like people spying on you or you don't like people running your life. Oh, Alex Jones is paranoid. He thinks that the government's spying on him. Headline, NSA spying on everyone. CIA director, we're watching everything you're doing for your appliances. Major public schools from California to Pennsylvania are watching children over laptops at home. In the showers as well. The cameras are being installed. Oh, but everything's fine. You know, Harvard study, Chinese government study, fluoride, massive bone cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, brain cancer, massive loss of IQ, brain damage, all sorts of mental problems, narcolepsy. But crazy people. I watch cartoons for kids. People send me the clips, or I see it in movies where they go, yeah, he's a child murderer. He also believes the government's putting fluoride in the water to hurt him. I mean, these cop shows on TV. Yeah, we dug up 5 bodies. He's a killer. Horrible scum, torturing children. He also believed the government was evil. Oh, really? I mean, just pure programming that if you're awake, you're evil. And people sit there and watch the television set, and they think if you're awake and animated and smart and have the fires of liberty in your mind, you're strange. You're supposed to be some drooling zombie shuffling around watching sports all day, or if you're a woman, primping all day, obsessing over what you look like, instead of absolute life going on all around us, incredible hundreds of billions of galaxies, star systems, incredible beauty everywhere, creativity, the dynamic human spirit, and these globalists sit here telling us we're trash, and we're garbage, and we're failures, and we're ugly, so that we will give up our birthright of liberty and freedom, and creatures made in the image of the Creator, ourselves, little creators, what we envision we can later build. We are incredible. And it's only when you recognize we're amazing that you can reach for the stars and get out of the muck, because for as good as we are just as wicked and horrible. Absolutely just as dark as the blackest pits of hell. Now, they tell you you're trash, so go ahead, everybody's go ahead and get into evil. There's no such thing as good. There's no such thing. And if you criticize it, there's no good or evil. If you criticize the government torturing children in Abu Ghraib, you're anti-American. Think about that statement. Oh, it's tough to torture people. Yeah, they're torturing them for that trial for 9/11. Good, I think they ought to. Oh, really? You want the precedent set for U.S. citizens to be tortured so they can then give a fake confession? You really think that's a good idea? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, a couple program notes, and then I'll hit several news stories that are coming up, and then we are going to our guest, the lawyer, the founder of the Rutherford Institute, who helped carry out a little bit of justice and get a honorably discharged, no criminal record, no mental history, Marine out of the mental institution because he said the Federal Reserve was private. Oh, it turns out that's, we're now learning that was the big no-no. Oh, no, you, that's not private. The police are coming. So we're going to be getting into some of that. Kurt Nemo has an article breaking that down. Brandon Robb persecuted for telling the truth about the Federal Reserve. So there you have it. And he said 9/11 was an inside job, an even bigger crime. I mean, I've seen national polls where 68% question the official story. I went swimming yesterday at a local community pool with my children, and I had probably three people come over and go, I want to talk about Building 7 with you that mysteriously fell that day on 9/11. I mean, now they're really freaking out because all these other false flags and Fast and Furious has come out, so people are really starting to get it. But we're going to get to that in a moment. I'm ranting. A few program notes. We sold out. We sold 86,000 copies. Well, 50,000 went on the street, and then another 30-something thousand of the 40,000 we printed to sell to listeners at cost in bulk. Those sold out in 2 days. We've held back 4,000. because in a month or so we're going to start subscriptions. She can have that first issue and then 12 issues forward of the new InfoWars magazine. But there's still a way to get it. Every day we're just going to keep sending it out in the news alert blast that goes out in the afternoon with articles and breaking news. Sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. InfoWars.com/newsletter. And if you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter, just put in your email. We will send you a digital copy in several different programs where it's just like paper. You can flip it. You can click on the links. So it's kind of, you know, beyond print 2.0. We put 50,000 on the streets of Austin. They've almost all been picked up everywhere. There's been like a run on them. So obviously we're going to have to increase the price of the introductory advertising. I mean, I knew that. So I'm going to have to print more. And I have to make the money to be able to print enough. I mean, we might put out 200,000 next month. I mean, I don't know. And we're going to have franchisees. We're going to get other versions printed all over the country. Very exciting that's happening. But if you didn't get an inaugural issue, we think 4,000, and probably won't get more than 4,000 people, you know, sign up right away for subscriptions. So we got 4,000 of them back. And again, I would have printed hundreds of thousands more, but I don't have the shipping crew to do it. So we're going to have to make some changes if this keeps growing that fast. Okay, enough from me on that subject. Coming up, we'll get into some of the shootings around the country that are in victim disarmament zones, total gun bans in New York, couple shootings over hot dog stands and people fighting as the depression gets worse. Now they're hyping that. But not 19 killed overnight in Chicago and gang-related stuff. That's kept real quiet. But they want to hype up the other thing so Bloomberg can sue people for their guns. Now, we're going to the founder back in the 80s of one of the preeminent civil rights groups out there that across the board, he writes for LouRockwell.com as well, whether you're conservative, liberal, libertarian, constitutionalist, socialist, devil worshiper, I mean, I guess everything, he will support your rights, and his group of lawyers will. John Whitehead joined us last night with some chilling info, wanting to recap. He went in before the judge, pointed out that Mr. Robb was completely cogent and didn't do anything wrong. This is a dangerous precedent. We've now learned it's a national thing that's happening all over. Talk show hosts we've had on are being grabbed and taken and having their guns taken for saying, man, the economy's collapsing, I'm buying more guns. I mean, this is how the Soviet Union did it. It's very chilling. Brandon Robb persecuted again, and the head of the Rutherford Institute went in there yesterday, got him out. You know, the judge, you know, repudiated what they'd done. But there's not that many good judges like this. So to give us the latest update, but also recap what's happened, the chilling behavior of the psychiatrist, the family planning to sue, which is important so that, you know, tyrants don't set precedents to get away with this, joins us now. John Whitehead, good to have you on with us.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Okay, recap of the case for new listeners that may have missed it, and then what happened with the judge, and then the latest info you've gotten.
By the way, you were talking about psychiatrists. I have a psychologist friend who came in my office the other day. You know, he was visiting me, and he says, you know something, Whitehead, you have a psychological disorder. I said, well, I've heard that before. I said, which one is this? He said, ODD. And I said, what is ODD? He said, oppositional defiant disorder. That's actually a disorder in the psychiatric dictionary. So it's considered, if you defy authority, that's automatically considered a psychological disorder. So you're correct.
Wow.
But anyway, Brandon Robb, he's actually arrived at home. He was released yesterday. As people know the story, last Thursday, the police arrived at his home, said he committed no crime, but he had done some Facebook posts. They arrested him in his shorts, shoved him in the police car, took him to the police station, turned him over to a mental institution, and he was there approximately a week, and we got a judge yesterday to say there was no factual basis to keep him in the institution. He was to be released immediately. And I just had a reporter call me from that county. He says, John, we just discovered there was 20 other people in this county alone that were arrested like that just this month. So, and this is happening all over the country. In Virginia alone, over 20,000 people are civilly committed each year in Virginia alone like this. So the thing was, I say it here, and it's important for people who really love their country and want freedom. What his mom did was great. She got out on Facebook and the internet and started screaming about this. We were alerted and we got involved. But without that, folks, I think there are a lot of people in America disappearing. But what I'm hearing from the veterans groups is there are a lot of veterans
Oh, absolutely. Let me stop you, because we could open the phones up now and load them with veterans that have been grabbed for no reason. I mean, if they say, I hate Obama, he's a piece of garbage, or I hate this, they show up, the Secret Service have them fired, and then they're grabbed and taken away. Some of them never come back. Others, they take their guns. This is a new creeping authoritarian disappearance thing that is happening, and you just blew me away. This is amazing. You got called by a reporter. Please give us details, because we're going to write a story about this. And I know you've also been writing articles and press releases there on your site. We're going to give that out in a moment. But this is going to be big national news, I would imagine. Now the Drudge Report will probably want to look at this. I mean, this is a big deal. You're saying in one county.
In Virginia, the county where he was arrested and taken away, the reporter said, we were surprised. We checked into it. 20 people just this month have been taken away like that in Chesterfield County, Virginia. That's what the reporter told me. He said, this is pretty freaky stuff. And I said, that's right. And so, but other states across the country have these statutes. It allows the police to come to your home if you've committed no crime to arrest you and put you in a mental institution. The thing is, though, like I said, his mom got out there and alerted people. Most people disappear. I mean, once they put you on medications, you're there forever. And I suspect, and we're researching this now, that the mental institutions, especially groups like the VA, probably get some kind of funding for the people that are placed in there. Otherwise, there's really, it makes no sense.
Can you tell us the reporter that called you? I mean, was this off record? Because
not off record. He just said, it shocks me. He was interviewing me. He just stopped in the middle of the sentence. He said, you're right about the civil commitment procedure. It's a little strange. Well, you know, and you said it, the old Soviet Union. In America, if the police are going to arrest you, you should have at least be suspected of committing a crime. All Brandon Robb did is quote lyrics from a group called Swollen Members. By the way, I didn't think they were very great lyrics, but that's all he did. He was exercising his free speech in a private grouping on Facebook. Somehow the government got in there and conducted surveillance, got the quotes, and use those against him. He didn't target anybody, and he doesn't even own a weapon. So this guy's not dangerous, but anybody in authority, when we moved into a police state, a surveillance state, anybody that speaks out can be targeted. And I'm so visible. The more visible you are, like you, Alex, the less chance of someone like you being taken away. But if you're Brandon Robb, a 26-year-old kid in Chesterfield County, Virginia, yeah, you can disappear.
Well, let's be clear. Historically, the answer is for everybody to speak out now, because if they're able to buffalo us and get this through, they're going to continue it. Undoubtedly, there's now a national program nationwide sweeping veterans up, in many cases, for literally nothing. I mean, they're bold enough now to go after talk show hosts that have pretty good followings. So if they can, you know, go after these smaller fish, they can go after us tomorrow. We've got to hang together or hang separate. As our forebears said, we're now to that point with the 20th century, 21st century favorite model of using the psychiatric system to go after people. And then you were telling me on air, but also some off air, some of the things the psychiatrist were saying to him, obviously trying to antagonize him. Can you go over what they were saying to Mr. Robb?
Well, Brandon called me yesterday. This is before we got the court order. And he called me, and he wasn't in a panic, but he said, I'm really a little freaked. And I said, why? What's going on? And he said, well, a psychiatrist just came in. He gave me the name of the psychiatrist for checking him out. But he said the psychiatrist pulled up a chair and closed the door and sat in front of him and said, I'm going to brainwash you. And he went, what? He said, and if you don't listen to me, I'm going to force medication. So Brandon had the ability to call out with a social worker sitting beside me. He said, what should I do? Well, in Virginia, you have to have a court order to force medication. I said, tell the man that he's violating the law. So thank God, about an hour later, we got the court order and got him out of there. But that actually occurred. I mean, Brandon Robb is as lucid as anybody I've ever known. He's a bright kid. Again, as you know, he's a decorated Marine. This is chilling stuff. It's crazy.
Amazing. Now, continuing to go over all of this information with the founder of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, with us right now. I want to go back to the reporter. Please tell us his name, because we'd like to call him and get him on as a guest.
I emailed that to you. I don't have his name. I mean, I don't remember his name.
No, I know you've been on a whole bunch. How many shows have you been on the last 24 hours?
The last week, I've been on so many shows that I sleep well at night. Let's put it that way. But, what we've moved into is a psychotherapeutic state. That's exactly where we're headed. It's very similar to the old Soviet Union, but then they use Gestapo tactics like they did in Nazi Germany. They just show up at your door right now. And what people have to understand is you got to know your rights. But here's the other thing I'm encouraging people to do. Call your congressman. There should be an investigation into this. There should be a committee hearings on what's happening in this country. We need access to FBI records, how they're categorizing people. You're familiar with national security letters, right?
Yes.
They're issuing so many of those, I won't cuss it, darn things, that they're everywhere. What they do is they just show up with a letter saying, we need this, we want this information. Well, the cell phone companies, Google, they're handing over all this information to the police. In fact, they're actually making money off of it. Some cell phone companies have sections where they sell to police photos and information on you.
Let's be clear. Without warrants now, they have these national security stamps they claim were just for Al-Qaeda. Just 6 years ago, Bush was lying and saying, I promise we don't spy on any Americans. Then it came out, of course, they were. Now it's just, yeah, we're doing everything we want. And now, because you quoted some lyrics, we're going to disappear you. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, no warrants. This is the FBI. And the FBI shows up. And we know, I've written about the FBI. They're new. They have a new manual which allows them basically to go. They're going into peace activists' homes, and they're rummaging around in their attics trying to find anything to use against them. And here's the question I get all the time. Well, John, if I've done nothing wrong, why should I be concerned? Well, you should be concerned if you believe in the Constitution because it's against the law. The second thing is, you need to teach your children now. If your children do something silly on Facebook and they want to be a federal judge someday, that's all going in a file. The National Security Agency keeps all that. 1.6 million bits of information are downloaded by the National Security Agency every day from the Internet.
And let's be clear, you're talking about sneak and peek, where even if you catch them in your house planting stuff, government breaking in your house, you're not allowed to even tell anybody they were there. I mean, that is Kafka-esque.
Oh, yeah. And, there's a gag order on the national security letters. You cannot. They're told they cannot reveal that the FBI has been there looking through your records. So we've moved into an Orwellian state. I mean, if you use the word Orwellian, it's beyond that. It's Minority Report. It's everything Philip K. Dick and the great sci-fi writers wrote about. It's fact has become fiction. We're there. So what can we do? I mean, people better try. I stopped watching television 2 years ago. There's no news on TV. You can get news from your shows and what I call the underground press and the underground pop shows. That's where you can get the news. You go on websites and read. Get informed. Don't worry what Brad Pitt did last week. Worry about what the FBI did last week or your local police. Because the local police now are hooked into all the national intelligence agencies. And when they get their drones in a couple of years, they're going to be flying over your home, folks.
Well, I've already seen a drone here in Austin and ran into the operator. Joseph Farah of WorldNet Daily out in his rural area in Virginia got buzzed by a police drone over his house. This is happening everywhere, but this is so draconian that quietly they're changing state laws or quietly they're twisting existing laws. And in one county, you have a reporter locally call you and go, yeah, the last month, 20 people, mainly veterans, were grabbed just like this. And they are literally in there processing them in, removing their rights extrajudicially, and kicking them back out if they're lucky. And we know what the psychiatric system does with foster children. On average, they're on 7 drugs. They put 69% of them nationally within 2 months on a psychotropic drug. They are just turning them into special needs children so the state can suck more federal money. I mean, this is basically a concentration camp type operation running right under our noses.
Yeah, the word I use for it, and I've written on it, is called the electronic concentration camp. We are there. And used to you could live in caves and get away, but caves are rather sparse these days. You can't flee from it, but you can resist it, and that's the key. Congress needs to have a national investigation here. We need to embarrass those guys who say they represent us in the United States Congress, which most of them don't, in my opinion. And force them to look into this matter. I mean, we're supposed to be under the rule of law, but we're not under the rule of law. The law is the Constitution. The Constitution says in our Fourth Amendment, before the police conduct surveillance on you, they have to have credible evidence you're doing something illegal. Well, they arrive and arrest Brandon Robb because he did some Facebook posts. So we moved into a new phase. We're not under the real law, but the only hope is, in my opinion, if we're going to have any system in our rights, is to force Congress to do an investigation. And that's going to take a lot of, it's going to take some picketing. It's veteran groups, by the way, have called me. They're going to do some national picketing on this issue. That's a good thing to do. Martin Luther King is a great example. He forced someone to write a law to protect black people. We need to force them to write a law to protect average Americans now.
That's right. And expanding on this, we're going to come back in a final segment. I want to find out how Mr. Robb is doing. I also discovered he was a daily listener before this happened. They're persecuting so many of our listeners. The answer is don't let them intimidate you. Everyone needs to step forward to say, I'm Brandon Robb. I'm Spartacus. If you don't know about that, you know, famous film based on a true story, composite of it, the slave revolt in southern Rome of gladiators. They're looking for Spartacus to kill him, and he's really already dead. But the point is, everybody starts stepping forward saying, I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. We're all Brandon Robb.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Okay, we're talking to John Whitehead, the founder of the Rutherford Institute. And I want to get him on for a full hour once this big media blitz has subsided to go into just the overall attacks across the board on our freedoms, because I'm always amazed reading his writings and having him on as a guest yesterday, just how informed he is, because I'm immersed in this stuff, and he's right there, you know, with me or even beyond in researching this. It's so giant. I mean, here's an example. 10 years ago, it was in the USA Today, that when you call and order a pizza with major chains, they run you through a background to see if there's warrants, and get paid upwards of 25% for your arrest, conviction, all the rest of it. I mean, that's why a lady goes into Victoria's Secret and they swipe her credit card and it runs through that she's got a warrant for driving infractions, and they arrest her and taser her daughter at the mall. No one's telling you that you're in a total surveillance state. It's incredible. And John W. Whitehead is helping expose it, Rutherford.org. In fact, I want to tell my crew, I'm going to start taking their press releases and posting them at Infowars.com, because I was reading some of these last night. Every one of these is just a really good, deep, informative, but easy-to-read article. So we're very excited about him fighting for our liberty and our listeners helping burrow out exactly what's happening, exactly what's going on, because this is a big secret war against veterans now coming out in the open. I have a national media actually listening right now, a publication. Can you recap again just basically what the local reporter told you, because I have a national newspaper listening right now?
Yeah, a local reporter in Chesterfield County told me that just this month, 20 people had been picked up, similar to Brandon Robb. They were not all veterans, just picked up and taken away like he was.
Saying some of them were veterans, though. I mean, specifically, you said it was a...
I don't know. It was a short interview. He just alerted me to that fact. But,
separately, you're getting the calls from all over that it's happening to veterans. So you said
The veteran oath keepers, a number of groups have called me and said... And VFW veterans saying that, we're getting veterans calling us here in the office for legal help just today.
Wow.
Something about veterans. But, you know, the Department of Homeland Security released those extremist memos. Veterans were listed as extremists by the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, we all know that. I've studied the subject.
That's right. Just because they're a veteran, they're bad. Just period. They're the number one threat, the DHS memos that we broke, because police gave them. Yeah.
People that oppose abortion were listed in that. So, I mean, anybody that opposes governmental, I mean, it's the same thing I opened the show with. Oppositional defiant disorder. Anybody that defies authority is considered psychotic, essentially.
Anybody who's a man and can't be run over, they're scared. The criminals that have hijacked this country are scared to death of the veterans, period. They want to use the troops against us with the end of posse comitatus, but it's a double-edged sword. They know it cuts both ways. They saw what happened to Hitler and Ceausescu.
Well, Thomas Jefferson and Thomas Paine would have been put away in civil commitment by the British. That's my opinion.
Amazing. In the minute and a half we have left, we'll obviously get updates this Sunday or sometime next week from you, sir. But any other tidbits that are important?
Well, Brandon has arrived at home. He's been through quite an ordeal. We are looking into what he wants to do next. I'm advising a civil lawsuit against the government for damages. We need to hold him accountable somehow. But, you know, again, it's very difficult going through the federal court system because they give almost every police officer what's called qualified immunity. In other words, even though they may violate your rights, there's nothing you can do about it virtually. The Supreme Court has upheld that on numerous occasions. As I say, in America, generally the courts are courts of order, not courts of justice. Occasionally, you'll find a good judge like we did in the Brandon Robb case who has intestinal fortitude to rule the other way, but it's not easy. I think our biggest hope is getting Congress to investigate these civil commitments.
I tell you what, you may have to do another interview, but if not, I want to hold you 5 more minutes ahead of Richard Belzer to like have you finish up that point about solutions, how we stop this. We'll see if he can come.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover.
The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.